Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Sensei of Wellness podcast. This is John Versaletto. Thanks for joining me. It's been a few weeks since I put out a podcast because of the holidays, so I want to wish everyone everyone had a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you celebrated. I hope it was joyful and full of peace for you and your family. I'm looking forward to the new year. 2020 is, as we always say every year, hopefully going to be an awesome year. And considering it's a dual year, 2020, I'm looking forward to some health and happiness with me and my family. And I wish the same for you and yours. Anyway, it's been a few weeks. And so I wanted to come out with a Sensei on Sunday episode to kind of start the next few sessions of podcasts. I have some plans for this year for the podcast, some interviews that I'm lining up. And so I look forward to that, and I hope you are as well. Don't forget, you can always go to our website and click on the podcasts, and then there's information there on how to leave us a message so that I can answer a question on a future podcast. I'm still trying to get some people to do that. We've gotten one or two messages, but I'd like to do a whole episode on that. So please do that. Go to the website, senseiofwellness.com. Also want to announce before we get started that I have started a community, tribe.senseiofwellness.com. If you go to that website or just go to senseiofwellness.com and click on tribe, then you will see that, sign up, register. We're going to have many plans for that. And in future episodes, I will talk about what's coming there as well. But we have a new plan for the future for this year. It's called the Escape Plan. And I'll be getting more into that into future episodes as well. But if you want to check some of that out, go to tribe.senseiofwellness.com. Okay, so I wanted to bring up a little something that I heard the other day, and this is kind of a pet peeve of mine, sort of like everything in moderation is a pet peeve of mine as well. I was talking to a friend of mine about the keto diet. She has lost, I think it's over 50 pounds now, and is doing awesome. So shout out to Angela. But Angela and I were talking, and someone came up. She was talking about her chaffles. She's very much into chaffles with her keto diet. And someone came up and said, oh, I lost 145 pounds on Weight Watchers. And he said, and I feel that any diet, as long as it works for you, and that works for me, is the diet you should be on. And kind of bothers me when people say that, because if your diet is, if the only diet that you can stay on, so to speak, and I get the sentiment, and that is that, you know, you should choose a diet that you can follow, because if you can't follow the diet, then it's useless. And I get that, and I do kind of agree with that, and in the sense that if you choose a diet, at least a healthy diet, but you can't stick to it, then it's useless. And that particular part of it is true. However, if you're following a diet just because it's one you can follow and not because it's a healthy diet, then that's useless as well. So for instance, if you're following a Weight Watchers diet, now I can only go by what Weight Watchers was. I've done Weight Watchers a few times throughout my life, and I really liked the point system, which came out later when I first started doing it. It was, I don't even remember what it was like at the beginning. I think it was just particular foods and things, but and calorie counting and things like that. But when they came out with the point system, I loved it because it was much easier to follow and much easier to, I could eat whatever I wanted as long as I counted the points. And that's the point. No pun intended. That's the point, is that you can eat whatever you want. You can have a diet of pizza and ice cream if you want, as long as you stay within the points. And, or even just ice cream and donuts, jelly donuts and ice cream. It doesn't matter. The point is that if you stayed within the points, then it was okay. At least when I did it, that was the big part about the point system is, there was no restricted food. You could have anything as long as you counted the points. And that particular type of diet is an unhealthy diet in my mind. So it's the same thing as everything in moderation. No, not everything is in moderation. You can't have everything in moderation. You can't have everything the same. You can't eat the same amount of, we'll use calories for just for argument's sake, the same amount of calories of broccoli as you do the same amount of calories as jelly donuts. It just doesn't work. So, you know, there are certain foods that are just not good for you. And by not staying away from them just because you can count the points doesn't mean you're on a healthy diet. Now, he lost 145 pounds, and that's great. And he claims he's taken it off. He's kept it off, although that's not true because I've seen him heavier and then lose weight again, but that's not keeping it off. So it's kind of a catch-22. Like, yes, he is able to stick to the diet, and he has lost weight. But those type of diets, low-calorie diets, things like that, they don't last. It's a struggle after about 6 months, and most are. Because not only does it allow you to eat foods that you shouldn't be eating, which is unhealthy, and foods that are, which then it's hard to get rid of them, it's also unhealthy because it's only focusing on your points or your, you know, your food intake. And there's many aspects to losing weight and being healthy. The escape program that I have just started is based on our regular program. It really isn't much different. It's a little different. I've tweaked some things here and there. So I've made it more understandable and I've broken it down a little easier. And in it, we have six core principles. If you want to call them pillars, some people call them pillars. I call them health shields, but it's six core pillars that are, if well-rounded, will help you lose weight and stay healthy. That's the point. Is, you know, there's a mental aspect to it. There's a physical aspect to it. There's an eating aspect of when not to eat. So there's many, many parts to it. If you've ever done the Wheel of Life, which is a wheel, it looks like a wheel with spokes, and you're supposed to look at different aspects of your life and then put a little dot as to how well you're doing with that and then draw a circle to connect the dots. And it's supposed to be like a wagon wheel from, you know, the old days, or but a bicycle wheel, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that you should have a balanced area, a balanced circle. The circle should be fairly straightforward. It should be a circle. And if not, then you need certain work in certain areas. And then once you have the circle, you can roll freer or roll easier. And then that circle can gradually move out altogether. So that's what the program does. It's six spokes that I have, which is really 12 spokes, because health and wellness is all about homeostasis and intermittency. You can't just do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Your body will get too used to that. You need to have some intermittency. So it covers both aspects of things. So for instance, it covers eating, but it also covers fasting. It also covers, you know, what to eat, but as well as when to eat and when not to eat, what to eat and what not to eat, and so on and so forth. So I think it's important to follow a diet, and it's flexible enough that you can have, you can follow many diets as long as you stick within those six pillars. And it's a well-rounded program. And I think that really to go the route or say everything in moderation and to say the diet that you can stick to is the diet that is best is, it's just not true. And it gives, it's kind of a false statement to people. It gives them the opportunity to say, yes, well, if I want to have a bowl of ice cream every single night, then that's okay because it fits into my program. And it's just not true. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stick to your program. Understand that there's some things that you just can't eat, at least as a main part of your diet. Now, within that, I do allow for, you know, indulging. You have to allow for indulging. That's part of the intermittency, especially for birthdays and weddings and things like that. Enjoy yourself. Don't hold back. Do what you need to do. And there's ways to deal with that within the program as well. So we will see you during the week with one of our full episodes, but I hope you enjoyed today's Sunday with Sensei to start your week. and have a great day. God bless.